Billy is on the line. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Good. I just can't believe that y'all been on the hour for an hour and a half and nobody's mentioned tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I was going to. We got a few of the large ones left here.
Well, you're talking about there. I've got a home. How many do you have?
Did you try to plant some for the fall?
Well, of course.
And half of them didn't die?
Well, one out of five died.
Wow. That ain't bad.
No, that's not average. That's better than my average.
Well, what I really wanted to say reluctantly is that the best one in the bunch happens to be a solar fire.
Oh, geez. I'm afraid so, too. Rodney Peterson, the guy that grows the plants, the transplants for around here in the summer.
Yeah.
He's got one plant of each variety in a big container. The only one setting fruit is solar fire.
Huh. I don't have any set fruit either.
But that's amazing.
We hate to mention
that because David Rodriguez took a shot in the dark and, you know, even a blind squirrel finds an acre every night.
Yeah, the solar fire is in a container about half whiskey barrel size.
Okay.
And out in the full sun.
Here's a big set fruit looking good.
Yeah,
now, they're all having that distorted foliage at the top. You know, the new foliage is distorted because of the intense heat.
Well, and they're just not a lot of foliage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look strange.
If you can keep them hanging on. Now, like I told you, Malcolm Beck said that when we were fooling with grow web, he says actually covering them with grow web actually dispersed the heat and made them, well, he was making all this up, but it actually seemed to disperse the intense sun.
Shade.
Yeah, I guess it's a little shade in there.
Well, I can tell I've got part of my garden now that's
gets a little shade from mesquite. I have a frame on mine, so I have it shaded actually with a tarp.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
Well, then you do it. You always do it right and bring us the first tomatoes. Are you calling to complain?
Yeah, you're always bragging.
Well, I just wondered what's going on because usually it's the first thing somebody brings up and the program is three-fourths over and nobody's even mentioned it.
Everybody's too tired.
He's even keeping the time on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure from our listeners, Bill.
That's all I'm only talking about.
You know, when I first started, this
Billy, how's that new planting out there going on?
Oh, it is great. You ought to come look at it.
It's looking good? Everything blooming?
Oh, absolutely. And the lantanas are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if y'all have time, you really ought to come look at it.
Tell everybody, anybody that wants to come out there, where's that? Encino Park?
It's Encino Ledge is the name of the street. It's a little short street as you come into Encino Park. Just come into the entrance, and it'll be on the right across from the convenience
store.
And it's
the common area there, right?
It's a common area.
Don't call it common.
It's a medium.
Yeah, I'm sure he thinks it's a very special area.
The crepe myrtles are blooming like everything, and so are the lantanas.
You're not raw. You're on bare med out there, Billy. You better not be
watered. No, we're not on bare med. No, we're on sauce.
Oh, are you?
Whew. Yeah.
I'd like to see a map of the district.
Oh,
it is strange.
I went up this morning and with a root reader and root feeder and fed the mountain laurels.
Huh.
And they're blooming like everything.
Do you hear how he talks about his plants? It's kind of like they're a member of the family.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Hear that in his voice?
I do.
That's why he grows the biggest, prettiest tomatoes and all this kind of
stuff. His tomatoes were pretty.
The tomatoes are not so good right now, but they are still alive. But the lantanas and the crepe myrtles in that little median, they are something to behold.
Yeah, like we told people on the lantana, now, if your lantanas are not blooming now, you
need some water.
Saying, it's not hot. They either need water or they've got that stupid little bug in there.
Lace bug.
Of course, they kind of recycle, too.
But you better watch that lace bug. And the lady that just came in here bought a bougainvillea from here.
I even have some pretty lantanas at home.
And she took it home, and then she's got a leaf roller.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is little worm. You'll learn this when you're master gardener.
Uh-huh.
Not. Anyway, this is a little worm that actually, the worm does it. Anyway, it rolls the leaf up, kind of paste it together with webbing, and then the little worm develops in that and eats either side of the leaf. you know, that it's pasted together. The top of the leaf is pasted. And so it's hard to get an insecticide in there because, you know, you spray BT, you're spraying the backside of the leaf. In other words, you got a wall of leaf in between
right.
him on both sides. And so I told her to use
acephate.
And I said orthine first, of course. Then I changed myself to acephate. And she said, well, what should I do? Should I just treat this insect with orthine? Because I don't want to bring the plant back. See, legally, she could bring the plant back and get a replacement plant. But this bug, I mean, it didn't come from here. It's just, you know, just naturally occurred. So she settled on a discount on her acephate and keeping her regular plant. See, this occurs on the new growth. Now, what you can do is just snip that new growth off. Mm-hmm. It's only a couple of inches.
So what else is happening?
Or you could spray it with acephate.
What else is happening, Billy?
Not a whole lot. I will tell you one other thing that might be of interest to you. I have a stepson who is the manager of the garden center down at Home Depot and on Bitters and 410. I mean, San Pedro and Bitters. That will be in the Master Gardener class starting next week.
Oh, with Milton.
What?
Did you know Milton's going to be in that class?
I thought you were kidding. I heard
We wouldn't kid about Master Gardener.
Nobody believes that. Milton's got cold feet, man.
Yeah, I do
have cold feet. Well, he's Stephen is his name, and he's the manager of the garden center down at Bitters and San Pedro.
Okay, now Home Depot?
Yes.
So now does this mean we can get shelves?
Stephen Mara.
When they get rid of different shelves, you know, and have to dump fertilizer that's been ripped over, does this mean we get, I hope he thinks of us as his first unit of disposal when he has a terrible situation like that to develop?
I've had somebody else say that too, but
well, the stores used to give the Master Gardeners for the youth gardening program.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Milton will enjoy that. I'm glad he's going to do it.
Yeah, thanks. Milton, we're right. glad you're going to do it.
Now, Billy, what class were you?
One.
Six.
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 What was Forrest again?
Six. Forrest and I were in the same place.
Oh. Man, that was a grenade in there would have probably.
That was in '93. That's been 13 years ago.
Wow. And the first class was in '90.
So y'all got your 15th annual reunion coming up?
You know, they ought to have class reunions sometime.
Won't be far off. Well, they did give out pins last year. So
they said everybody in class one's dead or something.
Not quite. There are a few left.
Well, let's see. Richard, I can think of.
Yeah,
think
well, Manuel Charles Santos. Bartlett. He's dead, but he doesn't know it, Richard.
I think Manuel Santos was one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he one?
Yeah, he's still very active.
Yeah, and he's going to start back up his Hispanic radio program with David.
Good. Good.
So there. He's good coming deal. Back. I think he's been working for a while, but now he's going to get out.
He's back
again.
Now, yeah.
Good. Sounds
thanks.
Good. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Okay, well, y'all should, if you have the time, one of the prettiest things you'll see around town is the median that we
now,
have
Now, you're not prejudiced,
here.
Are you? You're so biased. You're not biased, are you?
What?
You're not biased that yours is prettier than anywhere in town.
Come look at it and you'll see.
There you go.
Just get in your pickup and bring your camera and come on
about
out.
Bulbs or anything
What's the
else?
Expression, Billy? It ain't bragging if it's true?
Yeah, Calvin is the only one who's seen it, and it wasn't in full bloom then. So, Calvin, you need to bring them out and show it to them.
Okay.
Thanks, Billy. You
Thanks,
take care.
Take care.